whilst we agree that goats have a grazing impact and can affect our pastures, in general we wouldn't agree with them being a pest, because they, over the last many years, there's been a lot of money spent on goat fencing and trap yards, and the infrastructure that's been put around enabling us to harvest them and turn them into a profitable resource. We don't believe that it's a viable thing to call them a pest animal, and they are a red meat protein, and that's the way they should be treated.
Are they causing problems for anyone that you know of?
Oh, obviously people with hilly country, they tend to like to go to the top of the hills, and they'll denude it, and obviously they're harder to harvest in those situations, but in general it's flat country, and they water regularly, you can control them quite well.
Goats are priced quite highly at the moment. What are they getting per head at the moment?
Well, we're talking $5.38 a kilo, so it's very good. It's really running pretty much parallel with lamb, and anyone that's got them would be quite happy with those prices.
Mm. What will it mean if they are considered a pest?
Well, it would mean probably that the authorities like the LLS would classify them as either in pest proportions, and we may have to destroy them, and there could be orders on how you disposed of them, which none of us would want to have that to comply with.
Ken Turner, Burundi Station. We're 130 kilometres northeast of Broken Hill, adjacent to the Murrawindji National Park. We run sheep, cattle and harvest wild goats as their main business.
What sort of a percentage of your business would goats be at the moment?
It's a time factor. It's probably 30% of our business. It's a profit factor. It's probably 70% of our business. I don't see them as a problem at all. They're a valuable asset, and a lot of people manage them very sustainably. As some people have said before, there are those hard-to-get-out places where they may be at proportions that are unsustainable, but I don't believe the population has increased in the last number of years, recent years. I think they did until they became the commercial population that we have now. They're just a great asset to the bush now because of the financial returns. I don't think there's any threat to the environment. The biggest threat to the environment is the excessive numbers of kangaroos. They have no value, little or no value, and they are damaging our natural resources, unlike the goats.
I'm John Lawrence from 9 Mile Station, about 15 kilometres out of Broken Hill. Sheep mainly, but we do run a lot, herd a lot of feral goats nowadays. Last year we took 8,300 goats off the place, which is not too bad for being so close to town.
How big a percentage of your sort of income and your operation are goats making up now?
Well, I'd say last year, though, it was probably 50% last year, maybe even a fraction more than 50%. But, they're a big part of our income. When we first started, they used to say, oh, you're a bit of beer money, but, when you're looking at a few hundred thousand dollars plus, it's a bit more than beer money, even for me. It's a very big part of our income. We put a lot of money now into the infrastructure, good yards.
There's a bit of an effort at the moment to make sure that goats aren't categorised as pests in this area so that people can keep making use of those for the market. Does that make a difference to you, that categorisation?
Well, it does us, because to us they're not a pest. I mean, they would be if you didn't have a market for them, like kangaroos are at the moment, but there's a really good market. I mean, goat prices have been the best they've ever been, I think, in excess of $5.50 a kilo at the moment. I mean, you're flat out getting that for lambs at the moment. And there's big numbers of them. They just seem to keep coming and coming. I don't know where they come from. I think they must drop out of the sky by now.